Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Bills rookie minicamp wrapped up here on Monday, and it appears like the youngest players on Buffalo's roster got a healthy foundation to work with heading into OTAs. Chris Brown along with John Murphy, and Murph, it really looked like these 3 days benefited the players in terms of getting used to what is NFL coaching.
Yeah, I mean, they got really valuable one-on-one time with the coaching staff, a lot of individual instruction. The rookies need that as they get set for the OTAs, which are only 9 days away now. On the whole, head coach Doug Marrone said he thought the rookies came through their first three practice sessions very well.
I think that we've accomplished, you know, what we set out to do, you know, making sure that they learn and train, you know, the players, getting them ready for, you know, when the veteran players come back. Obviously, this is the end of the rookie minicamp. I think next on the agenda for us, obviously, we're still in a phase two this week, so the players will be back in working out the next couple of days. Then really it'll step up, you know, the following week. Obviously, Memorial Day, you know, players are off. Tuesday's a travel day, and then we'll hit the OTA. So, you know, we're excited about that. And then seeing how, you know, the rookies here today, you know, transition into those OTAs.
Sammy Watkins was a natural focus here over the course of the weekend and on Monday and did not disappoint. In fact, he even got some extra work in, coming in early on Monday morning at 6:45 to get some extra work done on the field.
I think I need to work on my routes more than anything. I have the speed and the size and ability. Now it's just down to the details and the little things. In this league, the cornerbacks are great. You know, they can detail, they know your details of your route, so you have to be crisp and right on everything you do, and got to make everything look the same. And I woke up this morning, that's what I was trying to do, stay straight, keep my head up, and I work on my routes and my breaking points.
Head coach Doug Marrone said he felt pretty good about the overall athletic ability of the group that he had over these last 3 days. And after the final minicamp rope workout for the rookies, Marrone provided us some insight into his overall assessment of some of the position groups.
I thought those receivers did a good job. The quarterback did a good job. He had to throw a bunch. I was impressed with the DBs overall. I thought their foot speed was good, you know, in and out. You know, the offensive line is big and athletic. You know, we'll see how tough they are, you know, when the pads come on. And I thought the D-line is, again, you know, is an athletic group. So, you know, the guys that we had in camp, I was happy with. Just a total assessment of those players.
Some rookies will join the veterans this week as the off-season conditioning program continues. Fourth-round pick Ross Cockrell, who plans to get some workouts in with those vets, believes the rookie minicamp has helped prepare them for the OTAs, which get started next week. But he also knows the speed and intensity of practice will increase considerably.
I'm ready to go for that. The OTAs will be, you know, a tremendous opportunity for us to show what we can do against some of the starters here. It's going to be quick because, you know, things are going to be moving even faster as far as installing more of the defense and going against more complex concepts from the offense.
Well, Murph, it was hard to make any real determinations about a lot of these players on the field, due mainly to the fact that one-on-one opportunities were very limited, and there was no teamwork. But if there was one thing that stood out, it was the top draft choice, Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, let's face it, Sammy Watkins caught everything thrown his way over the last 3 days. He's got great acceleration, great burst after the catch. But maybe the most impressive thing to me about Sammy Watkins was the way he approached the work. You already talked about, and Coach Marrone talked about him showing up at 6:45 in the morning, running routes on air. I mean, it's pretty obvious that Sammy Watkins is taking this seriously. And you never know with a guy, you know, fourth overall pick,
right,
one of the elite players in the draft. It's pretty obvious that he knows this is a jump up in competition and he is ready to go to work to get to that level.
Well, Watkins will be here next week along with the balance of the rookies as well as most of the roster. Most of the roster expected to be here for voluntary OTAs, which begin on May 28th. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.